Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the start of hour number 13 as we are live from RJ Dukes in McKinney. It has been a phenomenal day here, hopefully phenomenal for them. Thank you to Pizza ISD. I just want to point this out again. If you're not familiar, Pizza ISD, the guy who runs it, who is a Tolo, he put off his vacation flight and went separately from his family so he could be here today for this event. That is freaking awesome, man.
Is he still here?
He had to go because his wife moved up his flight.
Oh, man, I want some pizza.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
I think Adrian took some pizza home, so I'll just I'll just raid the fridge whenever I get home. There is a floating fat head of Corey, and it terrified me just now.
That is kind of scary.
Dude, you want to see something awesome, though? Tolo just brought this up. Boom! Look at this one. This is an awesome signs going up in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. For those on the fan text or the Twitch and the YouTube, there you go.
That looks like it's right off of a signpost.
No,
it was found.
It was definitely found. And I'm so sorry. I think I lost the person who texted this. Oh, no. Here we go. From the 469. Hey, fellas. I just donated $10. I wish I could give you more, but times are tough, and I did what I could. Truly commend and respect what you guys are doing. Well done. And we're going to respond to that person, but thank you very much. That was one of the things that we talked about. If you have all of the monies, please bid a lot and donate a lot. The bids go until 11 o'clock. But if you have some of the monies and still want to donate or buy some things or whatever, that's great. If not, man, just listening can help. Spreading the word about my possibilities.
Selling your body on the streets.
Not that.
It's not an approach I would suggest, is what I was trying. You got to let me finish talking.
That is fair. That is my fault. But spreading the word about Sandlot Children's Charity, spreading the word about my possibilities, and then spreading the word about the auctions and everything like that, that's huge. And hopefully that doesn't cost you anything. So thank you very much still to that person for donating. From the 817, I'm still here. I've been with you guys all day. From the 903, let's go. I've been locked in all day. From the 469, 13 hours. And from the 903, YouTube is looking for a total versus goal. I think we're around 68-ish.
Yeah, we were up over that number.
Okay, $1,000, and my goal was $100,000.
Your goal is always $100,000.
Yes, that is true, but that would be the first time we ever hit that, and then I also think it would be really cool if we could get there, because then that would bring us up to essentially $500,000 for all of the piece-a-thons combined.
And our big boss said, let's get to $1,000,000, and we were like, well, let's get to half first.
I feel like, we'll get to 100,000 first. So plenty of time to donate, plenty of time to get involved in those auctions. Like I said, just within the last hour. We've added new stuff. Another pair of Lower Bowl Mavericks tickets against the Pistons. Stays at Embassy Suites. Ooh. So we've been adding more and more stuff as the day has gone along. So you guys still got an opportunity to get involved. Now, I got some NFL overreaction or reality. And Derek, I'm going to start with you, because this is a Browns-specific question. I know they announced him for the next game, but overreaction reality, the Browns should obviously let Shedeur Sanders go ahead and start the rest of their games this season.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I think that's a good idea. I mean,
and it's probably going to happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we're getting into it. Well, right. There is a very slim chance of we're only three games back in the division, which is crazy. But why not? Let him do it. He's earned it. He's got the respect of the guys. They want to see him out there. They're pumped for him, too. The confidence he brings, the energy he has, I like it. And, yeah, I think that's a good move.
Alec, overreaction or reality, Shedeur should obviously be the start of the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's a reality because Dylan Gabriel stinks.
And, yeah, you really don't like him.
I can't stand him. He's not good at football. He's not an NFL player, and that's okay. And I was vocal during the draft process that I thought Shedeur was better than people wanted him to be, and I understand all of the annoying things that surround him. Trust me, I get it. But he didn't deserve to fall as far as he did, and he showed that even in a crummy situation, he has poise, he can make the reads, he can make all the throws. And what do you have to lose at this point? Try it out. So you're not drafting another quarterback with your top pick next year. Just give it a shot.
Corey, what say you?
Unless injury, yes. He should be out on the field, being the guy for the rest of the season. I don't know what happens to Dylan Gabriel down the stretch or in the future.
He gets the sledgehammer.
Yeah, I have no clue what goes on there. But Shedeur is, for whatever reason, the one that the front office doesn't want and the one the fans want. Yeah. He's the only thing. I mean, you listen to that stadium, Derek, that stadium gets erupt for him. And so I think that's, if you want to please your fan base in a losing season, you go put that dude back out there.
Yeah, no, I think you guys are definitely right about that. Overreaction or reality? Even if you moved, Dallas Cowboys football will always be part of your Thanksgiving. And I don't just mean like watching the game. Like, I don't know if your families are just like this, but I feel like a lot of Metroplex families or Texas families or whatever, they build the holiday out from the Cowboys game.
Yeah, that's a reality for me because
too.
I told you guys the hosting situation in my family pretty much changes every year. But since I've, for the past probably 3 years now, I've hosted the morning after Thanksgiving. Yeah. So I need to take in that content. And so my family creates a plan for me to be back home by a certain time or for the event to start after the game because they know I got to talk about it for 4 hours and I got a 4 a.m. alarm that's waiting for me. So they're right. Like, let's get him home. So it's always going to be that way. And plus, I just care. It was the same way even before I worked here. I just care that much. And it's tradition to me. It always has been. It always will be. It'll always bleed blue for me on Thanksgiving Day. So that's how it is for me. And that's how it's going to stay.
Corey, Derek.
I think if I moved, I watch all the games all day anyway.
Right.
So, but the Cowboys game is the one that, the dinner's planned around. I think I would probably do the same. I think I would just do what's been, my whole life with the family and everything is stick around and play my day around that one.
Bonus question to go along with this, Derek. It's weird that dinner time is 2:30 on Thanksgiving.
I think it's, for us, it's all day dinner time.
Okay.
It's kind of like what you said, too, is we'll eat during the first game, kind of watch it. It'll be on in the background, like a little background noise. And then your break time is watch the game. And then once Cowboys game is over, go back and eat the next dinner.
Yeah. So, all right.
Two dinners.
I get that.
Double dinner.
Now, to stick with this theme, overreaction or reality, the Thanksgiving night game has become entrenched as part of your holiday.
Like we knew it would. Didn't whenever they first brought it to the table, we were like, dude, this is a genius idea.
When do you think that was?
2004.
Oh, okay.
I don't know when it was.
It was 2006.
Okay.
I thought it was way more recent than that.
It feels like
why.
It that, yeah.
I was five.
Okay, well, I don't need to hear that.
You're welcome.
All right, Alec, overreaction reality. The Thanksgiving night game has become part of your holiday? Because I have to admit, for me, it hasn't. It's matchup specific. Like, if it's a game I really want to see, then I'm in. But
makes sense.
But otherwise, I can get sucked.
What are you going to do instead?
Well, because you get sucked into, like, now it's time to watch a Christmas special or something with the family or a movie or whatever.
Christmas is the next day. You're still in Thanksgiving, bro. Yeah. Mm.
Family peer really pressure can be high.
Is that Brandon that peer pressures you to do it?
Not Brandon. He doesn't peer pressure.
Oh, that's nice.
What a nice kid.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I guess my interest level also is how good is the game.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I'll bail on a game pretty quickly if it's stinking.
Huh. I usually watch it through. I don't know why.
Okay.
Whenever it's a holiday situation, I'm a sicko with sports. I'll watch the games all the way through. I don't care how bad it is.
Kevin said earlier today there could be up to 3 games tomorrow. And
there are 3 NFL games tomorrow. It's not
true. Nobody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Really knows which team you're playing.
I know.
We know the Cowboys are playing, but there could be 3.
Weather permitted.
Yeah, weather permitted. It could
no,
be fun.
No, it's not.
Hey.
Do they play in all elements?
Are there all these
high school
domes?
Teams don't.
Do you think it's going to rain inside a domed stadium?
Good. That's a new feature.
Retractable. Could have a leak.
Dude, can you imagine if Jerry was like, you know what? Let's add an obstacle, guys. We already got the sunlight coming through the window.
Wet
now,
turf.
Sprinkler systems.
How is it sunny and raining?
I have always wondered that. It feels
I hate
wrong.
That. It feels
if sunny
so weird.
And rain falls on you. You're like,
I
nope.
I hate that.
Nope.
They're going to
nope.
have lightning and thunder,
it's
too.
It's like sweating in the winter.
Huh.
I got a Jesus in my pocket.
Oh, my God.
You
what?
Do.
Mini Jesus.
Oh.
Yay.
He's always with you.
You know what? He can always be with you, too.
I just realized it, Kevin, so
yes!
I had to tell you.
Corey thought there was
yes!
one set of footprints in his pocket. But in fact, okay, I,
no, yes!
I can't get
there
it.
Were
Jesus
actually,
brothers.
I get what you're saying.
I was holding him.
Overreaction or reaction. You are.
He is, look. Is he not?
No, he is. I'm going to set the scene if you're not on the Twitch YouTube. There is a miniature Jesus that is perched upon Derek's cup, and there's miniature
Jesus
everywhere. Jesus is probably Jesus is overreaction or reality.
Jesus is.
You are very worried about CeeDee Lamb's drop issues.
I
Jerry's like, don't worry about
it. I want to say no. Because Kevin, quite honestly, dude's dropped balls his whole career. And then he's turned around and had stretches where he doesn't drop anything. And he's phenomenal. It's a little weird that he was complaining about where the ball was thrown. Like, that's a little concerning.
Yeah.
But I'm not really concerned about it that much right now. If it continues for the remainder of the season, I might have some problems, though.
I think balls dropped when I was like 15, 16.
Did you hear that reaction?
Yep.
That was nobody laughing.
He is.
I was a little concerned. I was like, concerned. Can you say that?
can't I?
I did. Trying to look at the cheapest thing that I think I could bludgeon you with in RJ Dukes. I was like, that'd do the trick. That's expensive. Oh yeah, great. Alec.
Maybe it takes the value up, though.
Overreaction or reality? Whatever my question was.
As long as he doesn't drop Jesus like I just did, I think we'll be okay. But I'm going to go overreaction. I'm not really concerned with that. With CeeDee Lamb, early in his career, it felt like an issue. Now it feels like it's irritating, but it happens kind of thing with him. Because it doesn't feel like it doesn't come in pairs or anything with him. It feels like he's going to have that one game every 4 or 5, maybe even 6 weeks where it's like, all right, dude. So back-to-back weeks, I get concerned. Right now, I'm not too worried.
And one more quick one for you, overreaction reality. Mike Tomlin is on the hot seat.
No.
Do you think he can stay as long as he wants?
I mean, the dude hasn't had a 500 season in his entire coaching career.
Do you get concerned that that is true, but that you continue to kind of hover around that 9-8 kind of and go nowhere in the playoffs?
Winning the division, I mean,
they're not going to win the division.
Aren't they in first right now, or the Ravens?
They're tied for first with the Ravens,
okay,
but
so don't you
feel like they're going in really opposite directions?
Could be, but who knows? I mean, what's the rest of their schedule look like?
I'll have to.
They might not have anything left, really, that's going to hurt them. So I think that he's fine.
Okay. You think Mike Tomlin's safe?
I don't understand why Pittsburgh, like, dude, that whole city, what did they want lately?
Yeah, and they continue to give him just garbage quarterbacks.
They got the Pirates. They stink. Ooh. Like, even Paul Skeens is like, I'm not leaving, but I want to. And then the Penguins, what have they done lately? Have they,
I mean, it's been a little bit, but they've won multiple cups since the Stars.
Do they have a basketball team in Pittsburgh? Like, that whole city is not very good anymore. What happened when Terry Bradshaw left? Everything went to the pooper, you know? Mm. I almost said a different word because that late in the show.
When Terry Bradshaw left, they've won multiple Super Bowls since then.
I don't know if you know or not, Kevin. That guy could throw for 65, 75 yards a game.
That's wild. Factual.
Nobody saw that coming either. That's crazy.
Clearly.
By the way, Derek, some people in the fan text are saying they enjoyed your joke.
He says.
I don't want those people to have their phone numbers known. Coming up next, it is time. We have talked about it all day long. Give us your official prediction for Cowboys Chiefs. We will do that next right here on The Fan.
Mahomes in the pocket, pump faking, twice, throws it late, caught, left side, Rice, angling, touchdown, Kansas City, an 18-yard touchdown pass.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan as we move in to the home stretch to wrap up the 12th annual Peace-a-thon. It's time. We have talked about this game a lot today, all throughout the week. Give us your official prediction for Cowboys Chiefs.
Kevin, I appreciate that question.
Thank you.
That's why I will treat it with the respect that it deserves. But at the moment, Kevin, I want you to look at this. I had the Cowboys at 5-6
after
the Eagles game, and then they would be 6-6 after the Chiefs game. Now, what is their current record?
5-5-1.
Without that, nobody could have predicted the tie, right?
Right.
Unless there was somebody out there that did it, and they're like,
I would not.
I am the tie predictor. So I think the Cowboys are going to win against the Chiefs. I think it's going to be a very, very close game. I'm going to go with 26-24.
Okay. Oh, you got booed.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's because he's a Chiefs fan though. Mm. So like,
I think he got booed by Alec.
No, and well, like, oh. usually Alec boos me, but he's on the other side of glass going, "Boo this man!"
Whenever you eat sandwiches during my segment,
it's not. It's because I'm trying to give you your shine. Mm.
I appreciate that, man. And then when you hand me giant checks because you want to,
because I want you to experience holding a giant check, not because of anything else.
Yeah, you want me to experience it because it's tall as me. Yeah. Can I go now before I hurt somebody? Let's see. Kevin, this has changed a lot for me over the past few weeks because, I mean, it's the Chiefs. You go into the season thinking, yeah, AFC championship is what they do. They haven't been that great. It's been over 50 years since the Chiefs have won in Dallas, I believe. And the Cowboys are 5-0 in their last five home games against Kansas City. They usually take care of business there. I don't know if you like the history stuff or not. But the Chiefs have gotten sloppy on offense, too. They have as many turnovers in their last four games as they've had over their previous 18 regular season games.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my favorite nugget recently. So I think a Cowboys pass rush that is improving, especially with a beat-up Chiefs offensive line, has a real chance to make that game a little bit sloppy for Mahomes and company. And for once, I agreed with Stephen A. Smith. He said if Mahomes can't get it done for you or give you something a little bit extra if you're the Chiefs against the Cowboys, you're not winning this game. Give me the Cowboys 27-24 over the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow. All right, Derek, let's see if we can keep the good times rolling. 877-881-1053.
Derek Holland, noted Cowboys hater, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
I wouldn't say hater.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Huh? I'm just a
noted Cowboys indifferencer.
See. Yeah, that is kind of what that that was, just like a flat line right there. Yeah,
different to them. Yeah.
What I did is I went ahead, and this is Mahomes' first time playing here. Trust me, I got my own little stats and everything.
He's got all the stuff he drew up over on his list.
Man, I like it.
So I've got Cowboys 42.
Oh, wow.
Team Swifty 40.
Holy
Cowboys
moly.
Win in a shootout. I got Dak throwing for 342 yards. Pickens has two touchdowns, 150 yards.
Oh, my!
And Turd Ferguson has one touchdown with 125 yards.
I'll tell you right now, you're going to want to go to Underdog and go higher on most all of those statistics. By the way, promo code Masterpiece.
Yeah, that's
get $100 in free bonus entries when you make your first $5 play. But, yeah, man, that is going to be a big over. The over-under for that is 52.5, which that's pretty high for an NFL game, but you got it just blowing past that. And then that would be higher for Pickens. That would be higher for Dak as well. Man, a lot of close games right there. From the 817, 24-20, Kansas City, Mahomes goes 15-1 in dome games during his career. Oh, interesting. From the 469, 31-24, Dallas, and from the 817, it has definitely not been 50 years since the Chiefs won in Dallas.
Yes, it has been.
Okay, and that's the thing that, like, sometimes I think now we get lost with time. Yeah. That was 1975. Like, if you want to be like, man, you know what movie I love? Raiders of the Lost Ark. I'm with you. That came out 45 years ago.
That's ridiculous. But, yeah, it was.
Which is crazy.
It was a Monday night game, November 10th. The Chiefs won 34-31. That was the last time they won in Dallas. Ago.
Yeah, wow. That is, man, that is that is pretty crazy. I think I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I've been back and forth on this. Just the Chiefs are so god-awful on the road. And the Cowboys, if there is a place that they have excelled this season more often than not, it's going to be at home. And I think I'm kind of in the same neighborhood as Alec and Corey, although I would love to see that game that you described, Derek. That's a super
that fun. Sounds like the most fun.
I'm going to go 26-23 Cowboys with four field goals from Brandon Aubrey, including a game winner within the last probably 30 seconds. I was going to say the last minute, but it feels like if you're only up by three with less than a minute to go and Mahomes and the Chiefs get the ball, it feels like in most scenarios that game's going to overtime or you lose.
I don't want another game that's going to take years off my life expectancy.
Sure.
And yeah, the last one was uncomfortable. I'm not ready for this one. If that's going to be the case.
Yeah, man, it is.
You haven't looked it up yet. 75. Alec is dead on.
I never doubted you
for
ball. A minute.
Yeah.
Like Bobby.
From the 817, it's going to be a 31-31 tie, obviously. That is what... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's awesome.
Gracious.
What happened?
Is that that's real, too.
Yeah. What? Yes, signature. That actually yeah. is true. It is a Dak Prescott autographed card numbered to 25.
What? You're kidding me, dude.
Ooh,
that is too cool.
Man, that just got pulled right now? That wow. is freaking awesome.
That is cool.
Man, what? That yeah. That is outstanding.
Yeah, don't let Bobby have that. He'll drop
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know if you should just stay. Oh my gosh. Yeah. The best card that he freaking pulled. Yeah, he
that
dropped it right on the floor. By the way, in case you care, the wow. Dallas Morning News writers, they went 4-2 in favor of the Cowboys. But again, I don't know if any of them had either team scoring more than 27 points. So I am fascinated by the idea of a Thanksgiving shootout. And Lord knows, you've got two quarterbacks and two offenses that can do it, even though Dallas's offense has been more advanced, it feels like, than Kansas City's this year.
Well, that's what I feel, too, is with the offenses, they both can put – they can put up the numbers.
Sure.
And I feel like with how Dallas is, if somebody scores, they do score right back for the most part. So I feel like it's going to – that's why I think it's going to be a shootout.
And I'm really excited, once again, too. I did not think I would say this at any point this season. I'm excited to see what the Cowboys defense looks like out there. Like, you went up against a just awful Raiders offense. You went up against a great team, but a run-of-the-mill offense in Philly. And you might feel the same way about Kansas City has a run-of-the-mill offense this year. But I'm excited to see the Cowboys defense out there yet again.
Yeah, no, which, absolutely.
Something you would have thought.
That became the thing where you're just like, dude, I want them to get back on the field because what can they do? What
yes.
can Quinnen Williams,
yes.
what kind of pressure can he get? Can DeMarvion Overshown make a play? Can Kenneth Murray bounce another one up in the air and it be taken back for a little bit? Like, this is an exciting little bit of a bunch right now, and you're taking it up a notch with the competition as you go along as we get to this Detroit game. So this is a lot of fun. Hopefully it stays up, man.
And I wanted to throw this out there because we've obviously had to skip around a little bit. One of the reasons I put that the Cowboys would win is you've seen the defensive pressure rate across the board, especially with Quinnen Williams, go way up. So the Cowboys against the Eagles, they struggled to get home on Jalen Hurts. That is a fact. But Cowboys defense forced 38.1% pressure rate on him and generated 16 total pressures. Leading the way on that, Quinnen Williams, career high in quarterback pressures with 8 on 30 pass rushes. And again, that's not really what we were asking him to do, is eat up a lot of space in the middle. But you've been able to see how he is able to get to the quarterback as well. On the flip side, one thing I am worried about this game is that last week was exactly what the Chiefs needed to get the faith and confidence in their ability to win close games.
Yeah.
Because if that comes back, look out.
Although I do think that, you know, I was like, man, they were running the ball really well. I didn't feel like I was getting the best out of Daniel Jones in that game.
Agreed.
And so that was another factor. I agree with you, though. The Cowboys, you're confident in the Cowboys right now because they've shown a couple of reasons for you to be confident.
Yes.
And you're thinking the same thing when it comes to the Chiefs, is that's exactly what they got. Both teams have that same kind of vibe right now, which comes to what Broda said the other day. Neither one has desperate team theory. Because both of them are as desperate as each other.
Or both of them. absolutely. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will move into our final segment of Peace-a-thon. We're going to power rank the quarterback power rankings next right here on The Fan.
25 seconds in the half. Fake on the inside. Handoff, throws it to the left post to Pickens. That's a touchdown.
All right, there are important things to know as we are back here for the final segment of the 12th annual Peace-a-thon. We've been rocking and rolling at RJ Duke's, got the big check for $3,000. I want to tell you, there's some times on here that are important. 10 o'clock on Friday. 10 o'clock on Friday is when they open. Got all kinds of doorbusters, including the Topps 2025, 2026. That's the Cooper Flag year. Blaster box for $17.99. Or you could try to find it at Target for twice the price. for Black
Friday. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So you should come to RJ Dukes. And then 1053thefan.com/peaceathon. That's got all the info you need about this event. It will also direct you to the website where you can bid and donate. You can bid all the way up until 11 p.m. That is when the auctions will close, is at 11 p.m. Right now, we're going to power rank those quarterback power rankings, and you know how we like to start this. Who is the worst quarterback in all of the land? Shador.
Shador, yeah. Because he is getting his first start. That's the history. Traditionally, that's what they do.
He won his first start.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I don't know. I don't think it's him. I don't know who I would pick, but I don't think it's him.
Well, guess
maybe
what?
Maybe Geno Smith.
Derek, you're right. Shador is not the worst in all of the land. He's only the second worst. He is number 31.
Moved up.
Geno Smith is 30. Alec, you want to take a shot at this?
Look at me.
It's Mr. I'm going to keep it a buck. We ass. Cam Ward.
Cam Ward, is all... Wow, this is stunning. He's all the way up to 25.
He didn't do anything.
Wow. He's trying, you know, and that's what's important.
That doesn't mean you get to go up the list.
Yeah. A for effort.
Sal, this is how this list frequently works. Number 32, Max Brosmer. That is going to be the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings with McCarthy out. So that was probably tough. Where would you put Dak Prescott in the quarterback power rankings?
After that game, let's go ahead and move him up to 10.
Okay. Does that feel right?
He was like 12, 11.
I'd move him up more than that.
Really?
Okay. Okay. Where'd you put him?
Top 5.
Ooh. Well. All right. Alec?
Now I feel like there's pressure on me.
There is. This will be the deciding factor, realistically.
Oh, God. Give me number 8.
Okay. You guys were working together, and you almost got it. Dak Prescott is number 7.
Wow.
He is number 7 ahead of Josh Allen, number 8.
Yeah, what a bum.
Yeah.
Who would you put at the top of the list? Who is number
1? Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What happens when you go to Wyoming?
I mean, he's had such a great year, Drake May. It's got to be.
Okay.
Matt Stafford.
Ooh.
That's
Alec.
A good one too.
Dunked on.
It is one of those two.
In my heart, it's Drake May. In my mind, it is Matt Stafford.
That's why you should always go with your mind over your heart. Matthew Stafford, number one on the list.
What about the head and the heart?
No, okay. That's not a thing.
All right.
So,
they do good music.
Yeah. Let me see if if you have an issue with any of these quarterbacks being ahead of Dak. Matthew Stafford,
no.
Drake May,
nope.
Jared Goff,
nope.
Nope.
Jalen Hurts is four.
That's nope. Fine.
Meh.
Lamar Jackson is five.
Yes.
That feels
why isn't JJ McCarthy up there?
He's been hurt.
Why isn't JJ McCarthy?
JJ McCarthy's not on the list.
He's not on the list at all.
Plus, you've seen him play football, right?
Hey, I have an orange JJ McCarthy that I need to do well.
You need to sell that to Derek right now.
I've got two of them already.
I'm
for sale.
Nice. All right. Yeah, because Lamar Jackson feels like he's really been struggling. And I know he's had some injury issues and everything like that, but that feels too high for me. All right, we're going to wrap it back around to Peace-a-thon in just one second. But I want to make sure that everybody knows tomorrow is the place to be right here on 105.3 The Fan. The official pregame starts at 12:30, and that's after the Fan Game Day tailgate show with Fred and Blake, where you might actually find out who Fred thinks is going to win this game.
Probably
still not 100% if you will find that out or not. They're going to have Tracy Wolfson on the official pregame show, and then whenever the game is over, 3 hours of post-game goodness all right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, we're going to loop all the way back around. I want to make sure I say some thank yous, and if there's anything else y'all want to post up or make people pay their attention to on the website in terms of auction packages that they should be able to check out. I want to thank all the fan hosts who were out here today. It's freaking awesome. Mickey Spagnola came out here to RJ Dukes. Christy Scales was out here. We also talked with Marty Turco, and Robert Tiffin was out here. Man, we had a ton of freaking guests today. Flula was on the phone. So was Will Clark. So was Jake Berger. We talked to Kyle Yeomans, and Kurt Miller from the Wings. Just a ton of outstanding guests today to support My Possibilities and the Sandler Children's Charity.
Kevin just asked Fred and Blake if they would make sure to push the auction site tonight during their show.
Yes.
They said, we got you. And then after you made that comment, they said, now we're going to take 5% off the top.
Fred was already angling for that anyway.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, he was trying to cut it. Didn't he sound like one of those Sunday morning betting commercials?
Yes.
When he was just like, all right, $5,000, but if you get in right now, $2,500.
And that's what I thought. I was just waiting for him. And by the way, if you never heard those, we'll have those on like Sunday mornings. And the one thing I loved about one of those shows, I was like, that actually does kind of make sense when he talked about professional gamblers. Mm-hmm. He goes, look, are you a plumber? Then if you had an issue with plumbing in your house, would you try to fix it yourself or would you call a plumber? This is no different. And I was like, yeah, that actually kind of makes a little bit of sense. Are there any auction items or anything else that you want to point people to? Look, we've talked about it. I think there are still a handful of auction items that have actually not been bid on yet. Some of them are really high dollar. Some of them are more reasonable, but I would point people to that. And also you can donate, 1053thefan.com/peaceathon. What about y'all?
I obviously am partial to the Texas Stadium seat that I donated. It's still at 360.
Dude, that's awesome.
Let's get that past 400. Why not? And then the experience of having dinner with the KNC Masterpiece at Knife in Plano, because, dude, food rules.
Yeah.
We're annihilating Sean and RJ right now, but I would really like to make it an embarrassment for them. I think we're up about 1,200 to 400, but I would really like to make that a point of sadness for them.
Yeah, like we did the Sandlot table. Yeah, you know, history tends to repeat itself. Sometimes it rhymes. I think it's going to rhyme here.
Go ahead. I like the Ricky Williams jersey. I think I'd like to see that go up a little bit.
The regular one?
No.
He has one that's inscribed.
The orange one is so nice.
Smoke weed every day if you want to go ahead and get in on that.
Did you say the pair of tickets for AEW?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? We had two separate packages for that. One of them is a pair of tickets to Dynamite or Collision, and they're going to be here in Arlington in January. But the other one I have comes with a Sting pop that we were able to procure. So that is an option today. Corey, anything else you would like to throw out there for the people to know?
Dude, it's been an awesome day. I really appreciate everybody out there for taking part in this. 12 years ago we started this. We're on number 12. Lucky number 13 next year. Looking forward to that one. Thank you so much for being with us throughout the entire day. 13 straight hours is not easy, but it's a lot of fun.
And that's one of the things you guys helped us through with all the check-ins. We have so many people right now who are like, I made it. I listened to the whole show. That is freaking incredible. I love that we have become a part of people's holidays. Remember, all things Chiefs, Cowboys tomorrow right here on The Fan. And you can continue to bid and donate. 1053thefan.com/peace-a-thon. Thank you guys very much. 12th Peace-a-thon signing off right here on The Fan.
Love you.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.